The BBC has formally apologised to US President Donald Trump for the editing of a speech he made on the day of the US Capitol riots. The programme, broadcast last year, made it appear he was inciting violence. And despite the apology, the BBC has rejected Mr. Trump's demands for compensation. It said what happened was an error of judgment. Well, media commentator and broadcaster Scott Bryan is with us now. Scott, tell us about the BBC apology. What's in it?
Yes, so essentially, we've been waiting for the BBC's response to sort of Trump's threat of suing, and had until Friday, today, until 10 p.m. to go and do it. So the details that we know so far is that essentially from a letter from Samir Shah, who is the BBC chairman, has essentially apologized for the error. The error, of course, where sort of Trump had given the mistaken impression that it had made a call for direct act, for violent action, essentially refusing in terms of the fact through via the BBC statement that they believe that Trump has any possibility of suing them. I mean, I think it all comes down to, there's been a lot of legal experts over the course of the last 24 hours having their own say in this, but it all comes down to, I think, whether the documentary, which had aired on the BBC last year, had aired within the jurisdiction of the US, in particular Florida. I think so far reports have said that it didn't, because it was only available on the BBC iPlayer catch-up service, which is only available to watch for licensed fee payers within the UK. So that makes it harder. I think also another claim that Trump would have grounds to sue is whether it had affected him sort of negatively in some way, whether it sort of had an impact. And of course, I mean, this documentary, which was did not affect, I think it's been perceived by many to have affected Trump's chance of a second term as becoming president. I think it all comes to now, you know, how will Trump respond to this? So far, he's been making threats of legal action through an interview on Fox News, also on Truth Social, which is a social media account that he uses often. But since the BBC's apology to Trump, whilst also not in any way saying that they would be giving money, which is what Trump wanted, there's been no response so far. Now, that may be because Trump's biding his time and he's coming back with a proper response. Or it could be, you know, the tradition that Trump is known for is being inherently unpredictable and then moving on to the next thing. So this could be the last that we see of it. I think it's interesting that since the BBC has apologised to Trump late yesterday, there hasn't been a reply. I would have expected something to have happened overnight.
Media commentator and broadcaster Scott Bryan, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 10 to 9. After the break, rain.